Well, looking forward to the Sydney battle, the V8 Supercars this weekend, and Shane Van Gisbergen looks like the man who's going to triumph this year. We certainly hope that's the case. G'day, Shane.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Good, mate. How are you feeling going into the weekend?
Yeah, all good. Looking good. We had some good preparations, and yeah, looking forward to getting on track tomorrow.
Is it different for you, mate, with the title on the line? Do you feel the extra pressure, or is it just racing per normal for you?
Yeah, obviously we have to think about it, but not overthinking. We just go out there, do our job, and hopefully get it done.
We had Frosty on yesterday, and we asked him about you, and he said, "Well, Shane just gets out there and drives. He doesn't overthink it." So, is that your persona? Is there a bit more under the skin than we realise?
Yeah, of course, but yeah, you just confuse yourself if you think too much. So, for us, we've done all the hard work in the last few weeks, so. Yeah, we're ready to go, and once we strap the helmet on, we'll be going as fast as we can.
Mate, you've always been quick, but it's all sort of come together a bit more this year. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, well, I think the last few years have still been going around as well, but yeah, at all tracks this year, been pretty quick, and been with a great team this year. So really enjoyed it, and you know, the results have been better as well.
Now you say team. I imagine you caught up with all the drama, if not watched it all unfold in the final F1 of the year. What sort of team orders are there in your group?
Oh, really? Just don't hit each other. You know, we're free to race as hard as we can, and you know, try and win it. But yeah, don't take out your teammate is the number one rule. So yeah, we still race as hard as we can against each other, though.
Yeah, last time we'll see Sydney Olympic Park used in the V8 Supercars before it goes to Newcastle. It's a toughish track, I suppose, mate. I mean, there seems to be, if it goes wrong, it can go wrong quickly.
Yeah, definitely. It looks easy on paper, but it is tough. And especially we have a 250-kilometre race each day, and they're pretty taxing. So, yeah, for us, we need a couple of, or one good result to seal it. So, but anything can happen around that track. But, yeah, last time there, it's pretty sad. I've had some great times at that track, so I'll definitely miss it.
All right. What suits it? What suits you about that track?
Oh, I'm not sure. Just always seem to go good there.
But it's a comfort thing, isn't it? I mean, I guess for everybody.
Yeah, no idea.
You arrive there thinking, I go good here.
Seems to have the good setups, and, yeah, it always seems to get us done.
Shane, it's amazing that in the Red Bull team, all three cars, you know, you're 1, 2, 3 in the driver championship. To have that consistency, it is a bit like the Mercedes in the F1.
Yeah, our team's really gotten good in the second half of the season. We started off a little bit shaky, a few up and down results, and then we've really, really moved forward. So Craig's close to Scotty in the championship for third, so hopefully he can hang on to that. And yeah, it would be a pretty amazing thing to be 1, 2, 3 for our team.
Now, do you three guys get on better than Lewis Hamilton and Nico Rosberg?
I don't think that's very hard.
That's right.
No, I don't think that's very hard at all. Yeah. But, you know, how do you sit down and chew the fat together about how you can all be quicker, or is it every man for himself?
Yeah, that's one of the best things about our team. We really work as three cars and as a team. So.
Right.
Yeah, we've developed the setups together, and that's one thing I've never really experienced before. I've been in big teams, and you never work together. But with this team, we've really pushed forward, and second half of the year, our cars have gotten much better just through great teamwork.
And Shane, when it's done, mate, and hopefully you are the man at the end of the weekend, what do you plan to do? Do you get away for a while?
No, yeah, I go to Malaysia next week and race the Sepang 12-hour, and then the week after that, I'm in America. Testing for the Daytona 24, so no off season for me. I think I get home to NZ for a week and a half, and then back to America again. So
cool.
And what are you driving the Daytona?
This year I'm racing in a Mercedes GT3 car. So,
oh, beautiful!
Yeah, should be something different.
No, you just love it, obviously. Which is fantastic, mate. Good luck on the weekend.
Thank you.
And race well. We know you will.
I'll try. Cheers, guys.